Misfit Toys.
Most people reserve jewelry buying for special occasions, but Mejuri is fine jewelry done differently because they know it's important to celebrate every day, not just the big moments. Start making your days a little extra special with gorgeous pieces for every style, occasion, and price point. Mejuri jewelry is designed in-house and crafted using responsibly sourced materials that are made to last, like their best-selling 14K solid gold pieces. You can even personalize your jewelry with engravable styles, birthstones, and letter pendants. It's time to start wearing jewelry just for you. Make every day an occasion. Discover fairly priced and expertly handcrafted styles to wear and love forever. Visit mejuri.com to shop fine jewelry essentials. That's mejuri.com.
Doug hates candy wrappers, candy baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. I could see Melody and Eric and Kyle is here and Damon and somebody in a dark shirt with no name tag. Thank you so much for coming to Largo at the Coronet on La Cienega in Los Angeles. We're here for a taping of the Tournament of Championships episode of Doug Loves Movies. Let's do it! Let's cheer for no reason! I like yelling. Yelling is fun. I didn't really plan anything else other than the Tournament of Championships for this recording. And then, of course, after we're done recording this and the end theme plays, the audience that's here tonight is going to continue to stay for what will be the last, for a little while, Benson Interruptions at Largo. Because, what do you mean, aw? Because we're moving to the Music Box Theater for Comedy Central TV show where you can go to the tapings for absolutely for free. So, yeah. So listen to the next regular episode of this podcast to get more details. Because I can't remember that shit right now. No, that's the plan. I don't know when this one is going to plop. It may plop after. Let's not worry about it. My life has become so complicated. Like the taping, the schedule of the Benson Interruption, I'll tell you this, the first one tapes on Monday, October 11th, and then it airs on Thursday, October 28th. And then there's a weird schedule like that the whole time. Each episode will air like a week, about 10 to 2 weeks after we tape it. And then, so like looking at when we tape them and when they're going to air, just, it confuses the shit out of me. And I'm going to try not to worry about it. And just tell, they'll just tell me where to go and I'll sit there and say stupid shit. And hopefully it'll be a fun show to watch. And so we'll get one last practice in tonight later on. And that'll be in the for the privacy of all of us that are here. And paid to be here tonight. No, no, it won't be recorded for anything. And don't sit there and record it on some sort of bootleg situation. Don't have some sort of bootleg machine near your balls. Because I don't appreciate that one bit. All right, let's get going on the Tournament of Championships. It's been a long time coming. There's been a lot of competitors have fallen by the wayside, but three people have managed to last until this very event. And Anthony Jeselnik, of course, has just been in New York and refuses to come out to California to do this. So that's why he got eliminated. And he's a great player, and I hope to get him involved in the next round. But let's bring out the three Tournament of Championships. One at a time. Some of you, I've already been talking about who they are, so it's not going to be a huge surprise, but it's still fun to see all three of these folks. The first one I'd like to bring out right now is my friend Jimmy Pardo. grab one of those microphones, whichever one you'd like.
I'm going to choose this one. Are we not sitting for this? Is this a
we're going to stand up. This is a tournament of championships. In front of a live audience.
But why is it got to be? Why do we got to be?
Come stand right up here.
Forward. Let's move those. Let's move that stool. The mic's back. Then.
Have you? It's like you're a contestant on a real game show. If you're standing.
Oh sure, I have all those game shows with the handheld mics. Come on down.
That part is different.
Microphone.
That part is different. We are podium free here.
All right.
So you have to hold the microphone.
Ready to go.
But you could pull the stool up if you want to have a place to put your water.
That doesn't seem like. Oh, this one very
good. Yeah, right there. That'll work.
All right. I'm ready to go.
Who
champion.
Would you, now, first of all, well, have you done anything to train for tonight?
Or I've seen movies.
Oh, okay.
I've seen movies. I called Malton on the phone today. Lenny gave me some great advice. And I'm ready to go, man.
You got his number?
Yeah, call.
I got is his Twitter name, but
we
do correspond.
He's a nice man.
He told me that being on my podcast gave him street cred. I was
That's
like, okay, how much shit did you buy? Yo, man, I love you on that podcast. And who would you like to, looking out into the sea of, the lighting at Largo is very bright on stage, so I could barely see, I didn't pass the eye test, I could only see the front row. Oh, there we go.
Who will it be? You know what?
Whose name tag is jumping out at you?
I gotta go with that young man in the Clay Aiken shirt. Right? What's your name, young man? Shane. I'm gonna go with this young man, Shane.
Does he have a name tag on?
No, yeah, that's why I asked him his name. Oh, is he not allowed to play if he doesn't have a name tag?
Well, the idea is that you should favor the people that went to the trouble.
You know what? Fuck that noise. I go with this guy.
All right. I like that. I like your rebel attitude.
I got to go with a guy that wore a costume like a captain? Forget it. I go with the guy in the Clay Aiken shirt. I think you just sit there.
Yeah, I don't know what the captain hat is about. I think that's like a regular affectation. And the name tag is just something he did for today.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. Under more normal circumstances, it would be the captain. But the Clay Aiken shirt caught my eye, young man. I apologize. At ease. It's a captain. You can't talk to a captain that way. That's disrespectful. Aye, aye.
All right, so Jimmy's going to be playing for Shane.
Playing for Shane.
So we've already established that the audience is against Jimmy and Shane.
They applauded when I said fuck that noise. They're on
they
board.
Did.
They
but deep
like.
Down, they know that that's a hurtful thing you did. And you only picked him to make fun of him for looking like Clay Aiken.
No. He's got a Clay Aiken shirt on.
Oh, okay.
I commend it. And look, he's got...
I take it back. You look nothing like Clay Aiken.
At all. He's got empty seats on both sides of him. I like a guy with a wide berth. So now leave those two guys in the Aiken shirts alone. They're on an island right there in the middle. Love it. Let's win, Shane. Let's do this for Daddy. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's creepy.
You know what? Let's do it for Rudy. That's a movie reference.
All right, that's a movie. Yeah, speaking of movies.
Rudy Rudiger.
This next competitor.
Oh.
In the Tournament of Championships, also loves movies. Everyone, please welcome, from Garfunkel & Oates, Ricky Lindholm, a.k.a. Garfunkel. Grab yourself a microphone, whichever one you'd like.
Hello. I'm glad I wore heels.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a very nice thing to do to Jimmy. He doesn't have a complex at all.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hello.
Jimmy, have you met Ricky's tits?
Yeah. There's a wolf on them in case you
missed
it.
I didn't see that.
No.
But I want to howl.
Welcome. And
thank you
for coming. And is it weird being on stage here without Oates?
Yeah, it is kind of. It's the first time.
Because you guys do a lot of shows here at Largo.
Mm-hmm.
You got another one coming up this month?
22nd.
Of September?
Yeah.
That's this month.
Yep. We're playing with the Gay Man's Orchestra of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
Yes, it is.
It's like, yuck, and where do I sign up? It really is. And how many people are there in that chorus?
There's 9 of them.
Oh, 9, okay.
The Gay Man's Orchestra of Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, so they're just going to play instruments.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know why I made them a chorus. orchestra, chorus, same thing. Okay, well, thank you for coming. Would you like to pick someone, hopefully with a name tag on, that you would like to play for tonight?
Oh, you, Hillary.
Hillary, yay. Now, see, that's what I would have gone with Hillary.
Hillary has blonde hair.
All right, you can bring the lights back down.
So, yay.
I voted for Hillary once and lost.
This is such a fun... I like the lights coming up to look at the contestants and then going back down again. Makes me feel like I'm really involved in an actual thing.
Even when they come up, you can only see there. It's too bright. You can only see the front row anyway, even when the lights come up.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I could only see Damon. All right.
Nice.
Let's bring out our third competitor. A funny, funny young man, fresh on the scene. I don't know why I said that. Please welcome my friend Matt Bronger, everybody. Matt Bronger's here.
I'm going to go through the fast.
Thanks, Rick.
Can we get...
Is this not... Is it on?
Oh, there we go. Thanks, Rick. Nope, that did nothing.
What's happening?
Well, you know, we don't have a lot of
slack
on these.
We got a microphone cord situation.
Yeah.
I bet you the one nobody picked was the longest.
I picked the dark one, so I think I changed the whole thing.
I think we got it. I think we're good.
It's pretty good.
We okay?
Yeah, it doesn't... You could stand anywhere. You don't have to be in any particular. Yeah.
Can we
Let's just all wander around like we're at a party.
I'm the
annoying guy at the party who tries to get everybody to play games when you're just trying to have conversations. Hey guys, Leonard Maltin time. I know this is a great party and everything. Everyone's having fun just talking, but let's play a Leonard Maltin game.
Yay.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. What have you been up to? Did I hear that you did a part in a motion picture?
No, sadly.
No?
I wish.
But you were on some sort of set recently.
It wasn't.
No, well, you know, we've been shooting for this special for Comedy Central called Mashup.
Oh, with, okay, I'm in that.
TJ Miller and Hannibal Buress.
Yeah,
you
I'm
you play
in that
a couple
too.
Parts in it. Kumail Nanjiani. You're in it.
Ricky's in it.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hi, guys.
Jimmy.
Hey guys, I act.
You're already at a disadvantage height-wise without having to sit down on the floor.
I gave up.
You
I
just
went
give
down
up
low
entirely.
I went fire height.
Yeah,
I went...
yeah. You're gonna survive. If the place burns down, Jimmy's gonna be the one
right?
to tell the tale.
You gotta go low.
Keep it low.
I'm not gonna stand next to these monsters. I mean, and feel
I
bad.
You
I
are
sit down and
some
I
very
take
tall,
the edge off.
She's
tall
wearing
people.
Heels, so.
Right? And you're an animal.
I'll give you that.
What'd you say?
I said, I'll give you that.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
You were in United States of Terra.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a TV show that's almost like a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's almost like a movie.
Funny.
It's got a movie actress in it as the lead.
Yep.
That other guy was in a movie once.
Yep.
I don't have cable.
Would you have a two-episode arc on that?
Yeah. Aha! Two-episode. Yep.
All right, so give me a call when you get into a movie. I know it's going to happen for you.
Thanks very much.
I think you will. When's that mashup thing going to be on? Is that
We just are turning it in this week, so it's up to them. Should be by the end of the year, though.
Okay. All right, cool. Look for that also on Comedy Central. And let's play... Oh, you have to pick someone to play
Oh, yeah,
for.
Pick somebody.
Matt Bronger, pick somebody.
You, since you right ahead did the double thumbs. Confidence. Ashley? Ashley, let's do it.
She's
okay.
got names on both sides, too.
Yep.
That's, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, so Matt's playing for Ashley, Ricky is playing for Hillary, and then there's somebody playing for somebody else, but let's not...
That's so, hurtful. My guy is just as important as the rest.
All right.
He didn't know there was a costume party.
Shane. Well, he did because he wore a Clay Aiken shirt.
Ah. Yada.
Yeah, but okay. So Jimmy DiPardo's playing for
Shane. Nice young man.
Shane Aiken. Shaken.
Shaken. Whole lot of it going on.
Eddie Money song.
Yeah.
You sure you don't? You could sit in the chair if you'd like.
Seems inappropriate.
Okay.
I recommend we all sit. We all go Indian style.
I mean, you have heels on.
All right, I'll sit in the chair.
Yeah, use the chair. Come on,
I'm not afraid to use the chair.
All right. Yeah. Well, then you can sit on that thing.
Okay, I'll sit back here behind everybody.
No, I meant bring it forward.
No, yeah, don't move. Guys, don't move the stool. Sit where they are.
Sit where they are?
Yeah.
This isn't bolted down?
Why this feels good.
This feels good.
There?
There you go. Got a piano bench, a stool.
Nice.
Ass on floor, and a chair.
I feel like me and Jimmy should sing you a song or something.
The people of our town woke up that day like they do every day. Seems like we're about to do the corniest play.
This is very our townish. Very our town. It is.
Okay, let's. I'll start all the way there on the other end and move this way. So we'll go Jimmy, Ricky, Matt, and then back to Jimmy.
That's a new addition lyric, isn't it?
Huh?
Jimmy, Ricky, Dag, and Matt. If I like a girl, who cares who you bat?
Who cares?
Right? You hit ladies with bats. That's what that means.
Big new addition crowd here. Listen here tonight.
Huge. They were
thank
born
you.
When that song
I don't know if you're
out.
A man or woman. I can't see that far. But thank you, human.
All right, Jimmy, we'll let you pick the category.
I'd like to hear the choices. You know, I am a champion at this. I've won in the past.
We have in theaters now.
Oh, boy.
Popular category.
All right. Those will be motion pictures that are currently in the theater?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What are my other options?
Then we have from someone tweeted to me by the name of DFine321 the suggestion of the IMDb Bottom 100. That's the these are movies from the 100 worst rated movies on I Am Doug Benson. And then your third choice is just came back from the nation's capital where I was performing across the river at Arlington, Virginia, Arlington Draft House. Mm-hmm. And so in tribute to those nice folks, there are a lot of name tags at the shows. Let's do movies that take place in Washington, D.C.
Okay, my options are in movies now, in theaters now. Mm-hmm. This thing from Deanna Fine and Washington, Deanna C. I'm going to go in theaters now, Doug.
Okay. As you know, the year is 2010.
Heads up. Heads up. I didn't know that.
Giving him hints.
Seems unfair.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, normally you get to pick the year, but when you say in theaters now, that narrows it down.
All right.
To this.
And just to cover
it,
these are all going to be talkies?
That's why I said giving him hints.
Can you think of a silent film in theaters now?
I went to a movie and didn't listen. I don't know.
You're a belligerent delight. okay. When Len reviews a current movie, he doesn't go with the star system right away. He likes to really think it over before committing. So he just writes a long review. So I'll pick out a couple things from the review that don't give it away. He says his admiration for someone in this film is boundless.
Admiration is boundless.
And now, then it's always fun to skip to the very end because usually there's some sort of insulting line at the end. If the mass movie-going public prefers something more routine, it's their loss. Okay, so he's making it sound like it's not routine, I think is what he's trying to say.
Okay.
And it's in theaters now, and there are 9 names.
7.
Matt Bronger?
Yeah, I'll do it in 6.
Ricky Lindholm.
Name that movie.
Wow.
Whoa.
Look out.
Wow.
Interesting play.
Lindholm. 6, that's a lot.
That's a lot of names.
Out of 9?
Yep.
It's a lot of names. It's in theaters now.
This is how you win.
It's in theaters now. The Leonard Maltin's admiration for someone in this movie is boundless.
That's why I figure there's only one famous person in it, so
okay.
Good luck
and,
with the 6.
And the mass movie-going public, if they prefer routine, then that's up to them. Don't go this movie if you prefer things that are routine.
Okay.
And the 6 names are Anna Foglietta, Filippo Timi, Johan Lassen, Bjorn Garnons, Ina Björklund, and Paolo Bonicelli.
know it.
Well.
Damn it.
I'm going to have to go.
I think Jimmy knows what it is.
Just with those names?
Right?
Yeah. I'm going to have to go The Girl Who Played With Fire?
No. No, because there were names from like several different...
nationalities.
Yeah, places. Yeah. So that one person that Leonard Maltin...
Can I guess?
Boundless is... Who's the one person?
George Clooney.
George Clooney. That's
the American. Oh, yeah, the American.
It's
the American.
And the movie is called The American.
Damn it.
Yeah.
But nice going, Ricky. 1 point.
Strategy.
Nice. No, that's how I won my last two.
We just talked
other
about this today.
Yeah, no, I'm falling on my sword for all of us. Don't you get it?
I didn't get it.
I'm full of shit. That's all it is.
I know. I played along.
Hey, I screwed up. Is anybody backstage? Can they bring out the bag of prizes? I think I left the bag of prizes backstage somewhere. Oh, my God.
Graham.
Jesus.
Graham.
Jesus, God. It's a,
holy shit.
It's a guy in marching boots. You know, marching boots.
I wonder if the listeners of the podcast are going to hear that stomping.
Oh, they will.
It was pretty impressive here. Here we go.
Here he is, folks.
There's Stompy. Thank you, Stompy.
Thank you, Graham.
Graham Elwood stomping his way around the beautiful Largo at the Coronet on La Cienega. Oh, he's more stomping.
Do I win for guessing it was Graham?
It's not an episode of Doug Loves Movies if something doesn't happen that the listeners don't get to enjoy. There's always something just for the live audience, and that's how I like it. And you get a point, Ricky Lindholm. Nicely
Thank
played.
You. Thank
Nicely
you.
Played. Six names.
Clap.
It's a ballsy move. Ballsy move. I, the only way I'd get up the nerve to do that is if I was wearing a wolf shirt. Like she is. All right. So, Jimmy, you weren't the winner or the loser in that particular one, so you get to start off again.
Very good.
And let me give you some new categories.
Thank you,
Let's go with movies that Len Maltin gave the bomb.
He meaning they're horrible.
Not the bomb as it's used more now today. Meaning that it was a bomb. It was a terrible movie. On a scale of bomb to 4 stars, these are his bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't give them out too liberally, so it's pretty especially bad movies that get bombed. And then a gentleman by the name of Kevin in Chains on Twitter suggested... It's Alice's brother. Kevin in Chains suggested a category called Trips, which is the third in a series of in a franchise.
I see.
Part three, Trips, and then another one is someone named Iv Mogg, M-O-G-G, wrote movies Doug hasn't seen, which is really weird. There aren't too many I haven't seen, but I've thought of a few famous movies that I have not seen. Which category would you like?
You know what? I'll go with that Trips one. That sounds fun.
Yeah, I think so.
I think Kevin's got a good idea.
I think it's a fun game.
We're all here?
Yeah, whatever the fuck you pick, it's going to be fun. Jimmy, would you like a movie from 1982, 1983, or 1990?
And just so I'm clear again, this would be
the third
part,
in a series. The third in a series of movies.
82.
Interesting.
Was that one of the choices?
Huh?
Or did I just randomly pick a date and I wasn't listening? 82.
Leonard gives this third part. He gives it 2 stars.
Love it. Go.
It's from 1982.
Yeah.
Strictly Amateur Night. Says Len. And he also says...
As if on cue for Amateur Night.
Was that a hit?
Interesting. He also says the movie has too much stomping.
Too much?
No, he says Strictly Amateur Night, and he says... And he also says that it's 96 minutes long.
Okay. Len very rarely gives out the time.
So that's helpful.
He always gives the time. I just don't. But in this case, it's a pretty good clue, especially considering everything else he says about the movie gives away what the movie is.
I don't know how many.
2 stars, and you've got 6 names.
I'll go nickel. 5.
5 names. Don't yell out when you guys know it, because people in the audience are going to know it after the first name I say.
Oh, is that true?
I think so. You guys, I'm not so sure. No, because they don't listen to the podcast. They just appear on it. Correct?
Yes. That's very correct. That's accurate.
Yeah. So that's sort of a clue, too. So 6 names to you, Matt.
How is that a clue? I'm going to say name it.
What?
Yeah.
You're giving him all 6 names?
No, I said 5.
Oh, 5. I'm sorry. 5 names?
So I get 5 names.
You're saying name it with 5 names?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Matt.
You can do it.
I don't know. This is interesting. What? Everything he just said makes it harder for me, I think. You know, he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah, those aren't great clues.
All right, so go ahead. Let me hear these 5 names.
The first name of the 5 is Larry Zerner. Then Catherine Parks. I told you they would know.
They deformed people.
Then Catherine Parks.
Wait, what was the next one?
Catherine Parks, the great Catherine Parks.
Sarah CP.
Jeffrey Rogers.
Oh, Christ.
Tracy Savage. And Paul, hope I'm pronouncing this right, Kratka. A guy none of us know or have heard of.
Hey, what would have happened if you gave me the 6 names?
You still wouldn't have got it.
I know.
Because I'll even give it to you. The 6th name is Dana Kimmel.
Got it. Love it. You know what? I have no idea. I will say Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
You know what? Fantastic guess, because you're in the right genre. But, of course, Larry Zerner has been a guest on the podcast. Last year, he was the top bidder in the L.A. Food Bank drive that Comedy Death Ray did.
Wow.
And so he won a spot on the show, and we've become fast friends. And he, of course, plays the annoying character, the annoying kid that's in every one of them in Friday the 13th, Part 3.
Ah, damn it.
Yes. I was close.
Matt Bronger gets a point, everybody.
Close. Thanks.
I knew that would be fun.
Zerner.
Hang on, you guys. I'm getting a text.
Hey, I hear you guys are talking about me.
No, it's something I do have to deal with because
really,
there's a very special guest, a very funny person that wanted to come by for the interruption part of the show later tonight, and he said, "What time should I be there?" And I said, 10, and now he writes, "Does the show start at 10, or is that when I go on?" And I'm going to write, "Get the fuck over here." And hopefully he'll show up. Hopefully he won't be offended by that. And be like, "Well, I'm not going at all now." All right. Oh, I need the phone still. I put the phone away. Like, now what are we going to do?
If you had that whole book memorized, that'd be amazing.
Yeah,
I got it.
I got it. I got this. Okay, so who challenged who on that last one?
Matt challenged me.
And he won, so Ricky was out of the loop on that, so let's start with her on this one.
Okay.
She gets to pick the category. Would you like to do the bottom 100 on IMDb, Washington, D.C., or movies Doug hasn't seen?
Movies Doug hasn't seen.
Oh, great.
Well, I know I don't know the other two, so...
The years are 1957.
You got this one, man?
Most people in the room probably haven't seen that one. But it's a movie I should... Ooh. It's a movie I should have seen. It's a movie I should have seen. But then, more likely to get picked, 2004 or 2008. Are movies...
1957.
Big
yeah,
major.
Right?
Wow.
You got to. Balls. Good for you.
Ricky will totally throw you off with her crazy moves.
I think that's a smart move.
Leonard Maltin gives this movie 4 stars, which is his way of saying it's a goddamn classic.
It's a classic.
57. From 1957. 7 Oscars were won by this motion picture.
In 57.
And I have never seen it. And then he also says that it The writers of this movie were blacklisted. I don't know why me and one person in the audience laughed at that. But we have a special bond forever.
They lost their homes.
I was laughing because it was a terrible clue. Why were you laughing? Because I hate the Jews. No. I did his voice. That wasn't him, you guys. That was me doing his voice. Okay. So it's not funny that people were blacklisted, but it's a terrible clue. 4 stars. Writers were blacklisted. 1957. And what else did I say about it?
Seven Oscars.
Oscars it won. Jesus. And you get...
How are we up?
8 names, Ricky.
7?
7 names. Jimmy Pardo.
I'll go 6.
You know, it's true. You're never not funny. Matt?
That's hurtful.
No, it was a plug. I was plugging your podcast.
I understand what you're doing. It came off hurtful. I said 6, Matt.
Yeah. I'll do...
What?
I'll do...
Jimmy, you have no points at this point.
I understand.
They're both 1 away from winning.
Wait, you only get 2 to win?
First person
to am I supposed? Whatever I was supposed to, then I should have challenged her?
I'm just recapping. Just making sure everybody knew that this was an exciting moment.
So I'm clear. So if Matt says 5 and she says challenge, one of them will win and this thing's over.
That's right.
This is a good time. Okay. Really?
Yeah. And the person that...
I'll give you a shot right now.
Yeah, right?
You kind of have to, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
He's gonna
get...
All right, give me the...
Name it.
All right.
What happened?
He's challenging me.
I could say 5.
So you have a shot at it now.
But, you know, you'd give me a bunch of names I would never recognize. I'm going to see if you can do it.
All right.
6 names from a 1957 7-time Oscar.
God, I wish it was 7 names. You'd really have a crack at this if it was 7 names.
At 5, I don't have a shot. I said 6, right?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Yeah, 6. You're at 6.
All right, 6. Let me hear
6.
It.
Yeah, yep. That's, I don't think you're going to get it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
The 7th name would have put it over the top?
I think so.
Oh, good. All right, 1957.
It would help. The 7th name would help. I don't know if it would do it.
Well, let's
for
find
you.
Out what the 6 are, and we'll see what that.
Yeah,
where
we'll
go
see
from
where
there.
We go. We'll see what happens. But
no matter what it is,
guys
are, say
no matter what
the
happens,
13.
You guys are great competitors, and congratulations, Matt.
Oh, thank you. Seven Oscars.
Who's Matt playing for? Someone with a name tag. That's right.
Shane, I'm sorry.
I feel
like he could still get this.
Ashley.
No, it sounds
he
like
might.
It
sounds, you know, like I can't
seven
at all.
Oscars. I feel like you. I feel
yeah,
like
but
he
he's so cocksure I'm not going to.
Let's see what
I
happens.
I'm more sure than
see what happens.
Ricky, thank you.
Stop speculating. Here we go. Let me hear
Let's
him.
Do it.
Okay. You want all the clues again just to make it exciting?
We got names.
Okay. The great Ann Sears.
Got it.
The immortal Andre Morel. The show-stopping James Donald. The incredible Jeffrey Horn. Oh, this is a good one. I always liked saying this name when I was younger. Sezu Hayakawa. And Jack Hawkins would be name number 6.
Matt, congratulations.
7 Oscars from 1957.
Big Top.
The writers were blacklisted.
I'm going to say Big Top.
I don't think a movie named Big Top ever won 7 Oscars.
Well, Big Top, didn't Big Top win Movie of the Year whenever it came out?
Greatest Show on Earth.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yes.
I call it Big Top because I was involved with the production.
Is it Elephants and Clowns?
Wait, all right.
Okay, so...
Give me the 7th name. Matt's already
I'm going to say the 7th name now just for fun and see if anybody here knows it. Because no one knows it from what we've done so far, right?
No, those are no names. You could have said 7 names from this audience.
Sezu Hayakawa. Okay. You're right. No names. Sir Alec Guinness.
Bridge over the River Kwai.
Bridge over the River Kwai.
Yeah.
You knew it!
I almost said... Yeah, I knew it.
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
I knew it.
Yeah, but that was the crux of it right there. That name.
That would have done it.
That was the giveaway name. But thank you so much for coming and playing. And Matt, congratulations. I'll show your item first. Matt has brought a vinyl edition of his CD. Yeah, the full-length vinyl edition of Soak Up the Night. So you win that. And then from Garfunkel and Oates, you win a T-shirt that says, what does it say, Ricky?
I love heart, Garfunkel and Oates.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love heart, Garfunkel and Oates.
So if you wear it, you look like a total goon that doesn't, that made a shirt wrong. And a copy of some of their songs, seven, what would you call this, an EP?
An EP, yes.
Yeah, an EP, on CD, not on vinyl. And then you also get copies of the Never Not Funny CD that is available at astrecords.com, as well as Doug Benson, Professional Humoredian, and my CD-DVD, Hypocritical Oaf, that just is out in stores right now. You get that, and then, dude, I found this lying around. I'm not going to use this. Ashley, I mean, not dude. You win an adorable, cute little tiny digital camera that comes on a keychain, and you can put it with your keys, and you know, like girls like to do, they like have a bunch of bullshit on their keychain. So Ashley, could you come up and get your prizes?
Congratulations.
Because you deserve them. For being a good, loyal... And then, also, there's a kazoo in there. A kazoo from Garfunkel and Oates. They both kissed it. They both put their lips on it. And really quickly, Shane, who should I call a shithead? Who's a shithead? Just pick anybody. And Hillary, who else?
Good reach, Shane.
Hillary? Oh, okay. All right. Thanks once again to Ricky Lindholm, Jimmy Pardo, and Matt Bronger. This is the Tournament of Championships. You people will have to pay 99 cents to listen to this. And they'll have to know how to use iTunes. Congratulations if you just listened to this and paid the 99 cents. And as always, Clay Aiken and the Captain are shitheads.
Hi, it's me, very famous comedian and writer Michael Ian Black. I have a podcast so popular, it is named Obscure. In it, I read works of classic literature out loud and interrupt myself throughout to provide smart and funny commentary as I go. It's like pop-up video for books, which is a reference for really old people. I just finished Mary Shelley's Frankenstein for season 2 of Obscure, so if you're looking for a new audiobook, why not let me read it to you? You guys like murder podcasts? Well, this is a murder podcast. There's also celebrity gossip.
Somebody asked me, is your beef with Marc Maron real? The second is he really an asshole? And the answer is yes. And the first half is yes.
In really good accent work.
I'll read what I want, Mr. Carter.
Join me for a book club like no other. It's Obscure with me, Michael Ian Black. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, or wherever you listen.
Hi, everybody. This is Todd Glass. What could I say that would make you want to give the Todd Glass Show a listen? Well, I guess you could poke around on YouTube, and if some of the stuff over there makes you laugh or my Netflix special act happy, then maybe you'll give it a listen. The only other thing I could do is make it short because it's interrupting a podcast you already love. Okay, I'm done. Thank you. Goodbye.